The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to a Halloween edition of What's on Your Mind. My name is Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here, and we have calls waiting to weigh in, share your scary election scenario with you. We had to come up with something. It's Halloween, right? So what scares you most about election scenarios? Since everybody is in campaign mode for the most part, I actually, one of the reasons that we are at the North Dakota Heritage Center and State Museum is because I'm finding myself in need of some balance to the barrage of, choices on the ballot and all of the issues in front of us ahead of Election Day. This is important. It's very, very important. There's no question about it. But I think it also is important to sort of, take a step away from it a little bit and kind of clear your perspective a little bit. And I think Sunday will be a wonderful opportunity to do just that. We came to the North Dakota Heritage Center and State Museum today because we wanted you to know about all the events that are happening on Sunday from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. that are all free. And later this hour, we're going to talk with Merle Pavarud, the State Historical Society Director, and Claudia Berg, who's the incoming Director of the Heritage Center, on the 125th celebration of North Dakota as a state and also of this wonderful new facility. So we look forward to that. In the meantime, it's Halloween. Have at it. What scares you most about Election Day? 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can also call us on this line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A number of you have taken advantage of this during the breaks. You can call anytime and sound off 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. You press extension 1. You can leave a message. Extension 2, you chat with us live on the air. Okay? And another winner this hour, a family four-pack of Cloverdale bacon. We like to have a little fun on Friday and reward our callers. And Jamie and Mandan won some free bacon last hour for a hilarious scenario. She put some work into her scary scenario, so we rewarded her with a four-pack of bacon. And you can do the same this hour. So it's as simple as calling us up and some lucky listener this hour will, in fact, win from Cloverdale a four-pack of bacon. So this should get your mouth watering. We're talking thick-cut sliced bacon, pepper bacon, maple bacon, and applewood smoked bacon right to your door from our friends at Cloverdale. Everything's better with bacon. So have at it. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. And let's get back to the phones. John, out in the country driving, listening to 550 K-Fire, what's on your mind?
Yeah, say, were you you talk about the University of Jamestown yesterday, or didn't you catch up with them?
You know, we had a couple of guests that were going to join us at lunch. They actually weren't scheduled to be on the show, but they ended up unable to join us, so they were,
yeah,
they were
know,
not
I heard
club.
You. I tuned in a little bit. You were promoting the Catholic school in Bismarck all the time. Now, I tell you, you're talking about putting something, and I know who pushes it. It's the Catholics. Into the state constitution. There is something in the state constitution forbidding any state money to go to the Catholic Church. In the last session of the legislature, somebody stood up and said, hey, let's take that out. He said, this isn't about the money. Well, a good conservative guy, he stood up and he said, no, leave it in. It is about the money. And they, yeah, the Catholic school in Bismarck tried to get money from the state several years ago for their programs. Now,
I'm not sure what you're talking about, John.
Yeah,
maybe
I'm telling what I'm talking about. Just listen, okay?
But you got to give me a specific scenario. Are you talking about the tuition assistance debate?
It was because some program. I don't know what the nun that ran the Catholic school in Bismarck. She tried to get some money from the legislature.
That's so vague, though. It's so vague, John. I mean, really,
it isn't vague.
It is.
I hear you promoting the Catholics every day, Hennen. Now, they want to put something in the state constitution.
John, yeah, that's simply not true.
The Rome bosses in Bismarck and Fargo got you under their thumb. I understand that.
John, just so you know, John, what you just said, John,
this is
John,
the fact that
John,
decisions, you know
John,
that.
John, yeah. Hang on. You'll get your say if you can just calm down a moment here.
Anybody that gets $10 million for what they're doing is probably going to make the show.
Yeah, so what you're talking about yesterday was a gift from Catholic Health Initiative for $10 million to the University of Mary. Okay, that
By the way, I'm Lutheran, so if you're going to throw me under the Catholic bus, good luck. I'm Lutheran.
I've heard you time and again promoting them. You don't need to tell me what you're doing. I know all about it.
I'm trying to point out, John, is that yesterday's program was not about that. It was about a news item that will benefit North Dakota students, scholarships, and, by the way, nurses. So I sense a little bit of an anti-Catholic bias to your tone, which is unfortunate.
I've seen them way back talking about money. I've seen them in the small town when a Protestant kid would show up that was going to inherit something. Watch out, parents, because those Catholic padres will send one of their kids hot and heavy after the Protestant kid, trying to tie him up.
I'm sorry, but we're going to end this conversation only because I sense some really shoot from the hip kind of comments that are unfortunate. If you have anything specific you want to talk about, i.e. the legislation you're talking about, let's talk about it. Let's go back and revisit it. You know, when you're talking about some nun, asking for some money, it's so vague that it really is.
I'm a Protestant kid. No Catholics ever or anybody else has ever hit me up.
Yeah, and listen, wow. You know, I'm Catholic. I've said that I'm Catholic on a program before, but to suggest that somehow that we have some agenda that we get from Rome is really kind of offensive. So I guess it is Halloween, Todd. Ron and Kildare, what's got you scared today? What's on your mind?
My phone just cut out. You talking to me?
I'm talking to you, Ron. Take it away, okay. Sir.
Okay. Well, you know, I heard a caller a while ago say that they're worried about these big spending Democrats in Washington. I'm going to remind the people of the state that not all the big spenders in Washington are Republicans. Or are Democrats. There's plenty of big spending Republicans in Washington, too.
Sure, I think that's fair. You bet.
And this state here gets huge amounts of money from the federal government. They had two Air Force bases, huge farm programs. Much federal money spills into this state, as it does to many Western states. And if we send people to Washington that really are going to cut the budget, the people of this state are going to be in for some big surprises. I guess that's my comment.
Well, I would say this about, for instance, the air bases. Let's use that one, since you use that as an example. The greatest reduction to the defense of this country at the expense of programs that were at the Grand Forks and Minot Air Force bases and the missile wing came under a all-Democratic congressional delegation in Byron Dorgan, Ken Conrad, and Earl Pomeroy. There were, you know, major hits to the missile program, the reduction in the tanker program, the KC-135s at Grand Forks. So, on the other hand, I think Republican or Democrat, you're going to go argue for national defense and the role that North Dakota can do in that regard efficiently. But I think your point is Republicans spend a lot of money too. You're not going to get any argument from me on that. I'm not sure if you're suggesting that we send more Democrats there so we get our fair share. I would disagree with that, but appreciate your opinion. Bob in Grafton, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Yeah, I tell you, personally, I don't want any money from the federal government. This country's broke already as it is, and North Dakota, we could sustain ourselves up here with agriculture and oil. But, hey, real quick, Scott, just a comment about that Kelly girl, and I had a question on two, and then my scariest. So, it's Halloween, Scott. You're going to get a lot of atheists and a lot of crazy people calling. It's a few days before the election, so you're going to get a lot of liberal Democratic plants calling the show here, which I think is Kelly was one of them. How anybody can read Measure 1 where it says, you know, okay, let me ask you a question. Infertile fertilization creates life, correct? It creates a child for people that are having a hard time having kids. That's great. So Measure 1 protects that right. It says it protects the right to life at any stage of development, which includes infertile fertilization. So how anybody can read Measure 1 and think that it has something nefarious or something bad to do with being able to create a baby or anything else like that. It's just crazy. I think she was a Democratic liberal plant here.
Well, I don't know. She talked about going to see the doctor with her husband, and on their way there now. And obviously, they have bought a scenario from a doctor. And look, there were three in vitro fertilization doctors that came out and said they wouldn't practice here anymore if it passes. But again, that to me is scare tactics. I can counter with I know this: the overwhelming amount of doctors and the overwhelming amount of pastoral folks. There was a big press conference with a number of different denominations represented in Bismarck. Didn't get a lot of media coverage. All said, hey, we're for Measure One. The doctors, same thing in big numbers, saying we're for Measure One. So you got doctors in overwhelming numbers. You got pastors in overwhelming numbers saying support it. That's good enough for me if you're looking for an expert, okay?
Measure One supports life. Absolutely. My question, too, real quick on Measure 2, and then I got my scariest, but Measure 2, Measure 2 is the tax, vote yes on that means no more taxes, right?
It just means that it removes an option to add a tax on real estate or mortgage or transfer of property. So, yes, a yes vote means you don't want the local county, township, city, or any other folks to have the ability to impose a mortgage tax or a sales or transfer tax on mortgage or real estate property. So, it removes the ability for the local folks to add another tax. I voted yes on it because I just don't like the idea of taxes. More we can limit them, the better. Appreciate it, Bob. We're going to get to Mitch in Park River, Jesse in Bismarck, Gary in Williston when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
The great thing about snowboarding is the adventure. All day long, you're finding different ways of doing different things, and it's never the same. Snowboarding has been really fun and really rewarding for me, and I want it to be fun and rewarding for my customers as well. I'm Lindsay McKinstry, and I'm one of the snowboard experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants that made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Todd, thanks a lot for having that debate on KFYR Cafe yesterday afternoon. For the record, I was going to vote Aaron Oban in. And after hearing that debate yesterday, nope, I'm going to go back and put City back in with the majority. That debate was bizarre, to say the least. And I just don't like the negativity coming out of the Oban campaign. So thanks for the debate. You've swayed me, and that's my two cents. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. We're live at the North Dakota Heritage Center and State Museum today, getting set for their grand opening for free. Lots of fun. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. More on that a little later on this hour. We're checking around the state on different legislative races that have been hotly contested, and that caller's referring to one right here in Bismarck, as a matter of fact, with our next guest, Senator Margaret City, another incumbent joining us today on the program to check in on a race. We've been to Wahpeton, Grand Forks, Fargo, and now Bismarck checking in on races. Senator City, nice to have you. How are you?
Just so wonderful to be here with you.
Well, it has been one hotly contested race, and as the caller referenced the debate yesterday, a little bit on the nasty side, I think a lot of folks have referred to this race as nasty, more so from what you've endured from your opponent. That can't be fun, but give us a sense of how this race has been going for you.
I tell you, every single day there's been a new hit piece against me. Today I had different people in the district call and tell me about mailings that they received. There were three different negative pieces that hit their mailboxes yesterday. It has just been unbelievable, and yet my opponent refuses to talk about the issues and what she stands for. You know, I entered politics not to be negative. I entered politics to try to help people and to do good, and so I don't go on the attack, but I've had to defend myself time after time.
You know, I caught one part of the debate that I was amazed that I think this is the nasty that a lot of folks have been referring to. Your opponent has an ad out and has referenced your participation in banning a book. And if, yeah. If I understand the scenario correctly, and you challenged your opponent, Ms. Oban, about this, and there was no answer in whatsoever, was not explained. But my understanding is she's able to say you banned a book because of a letter to the editor that was incorrect, number one, referencing that. And number two, what it was referencing was the fact that some parents went to the school board, asked for a book to be banned, and your husband was on the school board at the time, and this happened a number of years ago. But that is part of this race. Am I right?
Absolutely. And it happened between 1990 and 1993, more than 20 years ago. Those are the years that my husband was on the school board. I had absolutely nothing to do with it. I had a child in kindergarten, you know, and worrying about high school and junior high books was the last thing on my radar.
But that right now is part of this campaign being used, you know, Senator
yes.
Margaret City wants to ban books, you know,
yes.
unbelievable. And
yes.
that to me is just, is number one, not North Dakota nice, but number two, a really sad state of affairs when it comes to politics on a, you know, a state Senate race for crying out loud.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Scott, there, one of the pieces again that was mailed, and she keeps repeating these same charges. I'd just like to talk about some of them on the air if I could. Would that be all right?
Sure.
You know, they keep talking about the oil extraction tax. And you know, we were trying to fix a loophole in the oil extraction tax. If the price of oil drops to $65 a barrel, North Dakota is going to lose $4 billion. And so we were trying to fix that loophole. We were trying to fix the stripper well tax. And we were not ever cutting the tax by 30%. We were going to cut it by about 17%. We thought that would equalize it. The oil companies opposed that bill. We killed that bill. We came up with a much better solution, and that solution came to us from the House side of the aisle. And that's why we wound up eliminating that stripper well exemption and actually raising oil taxes by $220 million. The oil companies weren't thrilled with us on that one either. But we thought we needed to do something to protect North Dakota's income because we have so much money going back out to western North Dakota. And we needed to ensure that we'd have that funding stream. You know, another thing she's always talking about is that I voted to privatize Social Security. There was a resolution 10 years ago to encourage Congress. A resolution does not have the force of a bill at all, of a law. And I voted for a resolution, as did many others, to ask Congress to fix Social Security. In no way were we trying to tell them to privatize it. It was not our control. You know, she says that I voted against anti-bullying measures. You know what? I've talked to many teachers who oppose that state law because the state should not be getting involved in schoolyard squabbles. Let the teachers, I've been a teacher, let the teachers handle these bullying situations. You know, you talk about someone who's been a bully. My opponent has bullied me, you know, and I'm wondering if she would vote in favor of anti-bullying laws in elections. that's where we've gone. And, you know, and then the other one, you know, she's criticizing me for voting against increased penalties for selling drugs near daycare centers. I don't know if people realize, but if you have a teaspoon of meth in your pocket, not that I recommend anyone ever do that, and if you are within 1,000 feet of a daycare, you are looking at 20 years to life, whether or not you are selling. It is just based on the amount of the drug, which is not all that, I don't know how many grams a teaspoon would be, but it's not all that much. And we had judges come before our committee on alternatives to incarceration and tell us to eliminate some of these draconian penalties that are sending people away for life, and all they maybe needed was treatment.
Well, I appreciate you clarifying a couple of these things. Margaret, wish you the best of luck. It's been almost painful to watch to see how dirty that is. But as you heard from the caller earlier, I think that doesn't exactly play well here. So best of luck to you. Thanks for checking in, and good luck to you on Tuesday.
Oh, thanks so much, Scott. Bye.
Senator Margaret City. So there we did a legislative roundup. Let's go rapid fire to these calls. Mitch in Park River, give me your scary scenario for Election Day.
Hey, Scott. Say, it would be really scary if the voters listen to attorneys who oppose Measure 6, when research shows the current custody system hurts our kids, the research also supports shared parenting is what's best for kids. All attorneys are doing is trying to protect the money they're making, and they're putting every lie out on the radio that they can.
All right, Mitch, appreciate that. Donna and Hazen, how about you? What's your scary scenario?
I'm calling to say that my scary scenario would be going to the mailbox to pick up my prescription drugs, having some sort of really bad thing like maybe needing some chemo or some diabetic drugs, going to the post office to discover that the envelope has been opened and the drugs are missing out of the envelope. That happened to a family member down in New Mexico. And I think that's terrible. So for those of us who live out here in the country who don't have a Walmart right next door and should not be getting our meds through the mail because of the uncertainty of whether or not they'll be there, we need our local pharmacies.
So you're a no vote on Measure 7. Appreciate the call. Gary in Williston, half a minute. Go.
Hey there, Scott. Hey, yeah, scariest thing is the Democrats having to gavel again the next morning. Second scariest is that the Republicans get in and sit on their hands waiting for 2016, doing absolutely nothing, and instead of rolling back or pushing back on this immigration, this illegal immigration.
Now, you bring up a good point, Gary. What happens the day after Election Day with whatever the outcome? Very important discussion. We need to start very soon. Thanks for the call. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, Halloween edition.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Yeah, Scott, here's what scares me next Wednesday morning. Let's see. Wake up and I find out I forgot to vote, and then I failed my stress test at all true. That's what's on my mind on Wednesday. Talk to you later.
But, all right. Yeah. Well, don't forget to vote and take a stress test. I think that's the scenario there. It's Halloween, so we're having fun with your scary scenarios today on the program. We'll return to those in just a little bit. There's nothing scary about the North Dakota Heritage Center and State Museum. Maybe that guy right there. What's his name again? Do you have a name for him?
Well, it's a mastodon.
Yeah. That's, I mean, that. But does he have a name? Do we give the mastodon
not
a name?
Not that I'm aware of.
No?
No.
Yeah.
We're talking about naming him, but we haven't done it yet.
Let's call him Todd. Todd, you have a replica here in the wonderful nice. North Dakota Heritage okay. Center. And just, there's a movie about, these mastodons coming to life.
Sure.
That was a little scary.
Yeah, it was.
Had they ever come to life here?
No, not that I'm aware of. But.
Anyway, you're hearing the voice of Merle Pavarud, who is the director of this wonderful facility, and also we're pleased to be joined today by his replacement. He's handing over the reins soon. Claudia Berg is here, the incoming director of the Heritage Center, and Merle is the State Historical Society director. You've been in that position how long, Merle?
13 years.
Yeah. And what an accomplishment to leave with this brand new, beautiful facility. Huh?
Well, it's a treat and a lot of work. Boy, I give credit to so many people that have made it happen. And it's one of those things that took a long time, a lot of work, people believing and going above and beyond to get it done.
And a wonderful celebration of this new facility is happening on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. All events are free. Claudia, tell us a little bit about what you have planned for folks Sunday.
Oh, it's an action-packed day that when we open the building, all day long we'll have a birthday cake in the James River Cafe. And then also the exhibits. We have four new galleries open. And, well, we have two that are currently open. Two more premiere on Sunday. So that's going to be great for people to see. Starting at 10:15, we have Debbie Rogers with her harp music and vocal entertainment in the Northern Lights Atrium. Followed at 10:30 with another vocal performance by the Heritage Singers of Minot in the Russell Reed Auditorium. So there's a lot of music to kick off the day. People can come and go. It's all free and open to the public. That also in the Early People's Exhibit Gallery, Rob Evans, the artist that painted the cyclorama of Double Ditch, is coming back to North Dakota and will be available a good part of the day to talk about that experience. It is a beautiful painting, original piece. There's a lot of original artwork, especially in the Early People's Exhibit, done by nationally recognized artists, as well as a lot of North Dakota artists as well. So that's great in itself to come and find out.
And there literally is entertainment all day long, and
yes.
Goes all the way through the special 125th concert by Jesse Veeder and Gene Veeder in the Northern Lights Atrium at 6. That's how the day will wrap up. But I see you got events for kids and different demonstrations that are going on all day long. Merle, give me a little virtual walk through the tour. I mean, the history of North Dakota is on display in a really neat way with these four galleries. As Claudia mentioned, two of them are open, but two of them actually will be unveiled on Sunday. But you can literally walk through the history dating back before the Ice Age to today with a lot of high-tech interactive galleries, right?
Right. And, you know, we've dreamt about this for years and years, to have the whole story of North Dakota history. And what we were limited to in the old gallery was up to about the 1930s. And so we had a lot of time after that we didn't cover. Now we can do that right up to present day. Also, we're very happy to have the Governor's Gallery, which will be traveling exhibits. That'll bring exhibits from around the country in over time to change. So it's always nice to have something changing, you know, from the exhibits and everything. But you start with the Paleo, you move into the First Peoples, you go into the North Dakota Gallery, and it's a progression of time. I think people really enjoy it.
And just the space, just the sheer amount of display space here. Describe where you were to where you are.
Well, where we were, you know, was just the fourth gallery, the Inspiration Gallery that we now have, still being readily used, but that's totally dedicated just to North Dakota history from 1862 to present. And before that, you know, we've got these other two that we can do fantastic things. Have to mention our partnership with the North Dakota Geological Survey. And they're partners of great esteem. We're happy to have them with us. They had a lot of material, fossils and collections like that, but they had no place to show them. So we started a partnership with them, brought them in. Now they have one of the exhibits that we think people really enjoy. I think you can talk to any 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old, and they all want to be paleontologists now.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, and also in the Red River Hall, it's dedicated to North Dakota art, and now we also have an agreement with the North Dakota Council on the Arts, and they will take the lead on those exhibits, so we can also feature North Dakota folk artists and fine artists as well.
How much square footage is here?
Well, the expansion is 97,000 square feet,
wow.
And about half of that is on the public level. And our original gallery was 20,000 square feet, and we have now at least easily doubled that, because a lot of the hallways have exhibits in them as well. So we've utilized a lot of the space for exhibits, and the building itself is an interpretive opportunity for North Dakota geology and geography.
I love the technology, Claudia.
Yeah.
It's really, obviously you're talking about history here, but you're showing history through, a 21st century platform with the technology, and a lot of interaction. Activity, right?
Yes, and a lot of it is interactive. Some of it's the high tech with the monitors, computers, smart boards, and then there's some things we call low tech that are just hands-on experiences. So we have something for everyone. Everybody learns differently. So we have text for those to read, but a lot of kids now are used to seeing moving images. Still images just aren't the thing anymore. So we have a lot of small monitors that have all kinds of moving footage on that we've been able to take out of our own archives now and be able to present to the public.
It really is fascinating, and you learn a ton. So I really hope folks take this in. If not Sunday on the big day for the grand opening, certainly put it on your bucket list to get here and take it out. It's one of the true treasures of North Dakota. They've done a fabulous job here. It really, really is neat.
Thanks, Scott.
Now the tough question for each of you: what's your favorite part?
My favorite part.
If you have to pick one thing that you just say is must see, the best part of the Heritage Center and the State Museum, what would it be, Merle?
Oh boy, I'm a farm boy. I like the farm area, the ag area in the North Dakota Inspiration Gallery. It just kind of takes me back, you know, to those early roots and things that I used to do. But, I mean, it goes right up to present day. There's even a cab in there that you can get into and drive and see the big digger behind you or whatever. And, of course, when I started out, there were no cabs. But
the picture in the Bismarck Tribune today of Governor Dalrymple up in the cab with the youngsters.
Yes.
Yeah, which is kind of fun. But, Jerry, that's a good point, Ro, because you look at the evolution of agriculture, and it says a lot about the character of North Dakotans over the years. And
I think so, yeah.
And, you know, those early settlers and how they farmed the land to what we have today, and you can take that parallel and put it to pretty much any industry.
Yeah, North Dakota is a great place, you know, and people, I think this will really give North Dakota to do when people come and see it. We want to promote North Dakota as the hub of our history, the big picture of North Dakota, and then have people go out and see the real thing.
Fantastic. Claudia, how about you? What's your favorite?
I think right now it might be the space suit that came from the University of North Dakota and the whole idea of frontiers that we, you know, often talk about the early military frontier, but also then with the U.S. Air Force here, there was a whole nother frontier of outer space. And now this space suit is really showing another frontier that we're involved in either even further out. And it's a great example to show kids in North Dakota that you can grow up, you can go to school here, you can design spacesuits that are going to Mars, you can raise the cattle that are feeding the world, you can design and build tractors that are being shipped all over the country. So there's some great representative pieces that we're hoping are really innovative and inspirational examples for our kids in the state.
Fantastic. Congratulations to the whole crew. I know a lot of work has gone into this.
Thanks.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to add?
Well, if you can't make it on Sunday, we are open 7 days a week, and we have free to the public, so we can meet most of your schedules for a visit.
Come and see us. That's all I can say. Come and see us.
Got to take it in. Thank you both very much.
Thank you,
sir.
You bet. Again, Sunday's the big day for the grand opening, North Dakota Heritage Center and State Museum, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Again, all events are free, and love to be here. Love to have a lot of folks here for that big celebration. Merle Pavrud, State Historical Society Director, and the incoming Director, Claudia Berg, with us on this big celebration. If you want to find out the whole schedule of all the entertainment and the kids' activities and all the fun they're doing, the demonstrations, go to history.nd.gov. History.nd.gov. Got a great lineup of everything that has happened. Thank you both. Appreciate it very much. 18 before the hour, and our Halloween edition still have some bacon to give away. Full bank of phone calls of folks waiting to weigh in, so let's get to all of you. Jesse and Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're listening on 550 K-Fire. Take it away. Are you there, Jesse?
Oh, yes. Hi. A couple quick comments and then a scary moment. Whoever's running the center campaign should be fired. That's been a terrible campaign. The question for you guys is, when are you going to come out with a podcast? And the scary moment would be is if we found out that caller John came from a divorced household, was the benefactor of Common Core teachings, and just got elected to office.
Jesse, you strung a few together there. My gosh. We do have a podcast, whatsonyourmindradio.com. So you can go there and subscribe to that. And if you don't catch us live on the air or one of the replays, you can catch us there. whatsonyourmindradio.com. Okay, Jesse?
Okay.
All right, and that was rock solid in the running for the bacon, no question. We're gonna give away the bacon. Jeff out in the oil patch, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Thank you, sir. Yesterday, I believe I heard you make a comment in regard to measure number 6, and you were leaning towards a no based on what you thought the language was, that it could be a little bit murky, it might be problematic down the road. But I apologize, I was unable to hear your entire point, and so I might have missed something, and I thought, well, if it was true, I did have a comment that I wanted to make about that. That's not shared parenting.
Yeah, go ahead, quickly make your comment, but I was filling out my ballot yesterday, and I was going through each of the scenarios, yes, no, and I wasn't no on 6 because of the difficulty in determining, for instance, you know, a definition of equal parenting time or what a fit parent is. I empathize with folks that are struggling with the court system as it is, and I do happen to believe that there might be more of a bias than there should be based on some facts, and, you know, you hear cases from time to time, you just shake your head. But I think the lawyers end up winning bigger under Measure 6, so that's why I ended up against it.
Yeah, and I think I would agree with that, but part of my comment is that regardless of what takes place with any law, the attorneys will adapt. They will always figure out how to make money. They will still have court cases. They are not going to suffer. Trust me, they do that very, very well.
That's a fair point, Jeff. That's a fair point. Are you yes or no on six?
I'm yes, and simply because I'm also speaking from personal experience involving a case with my son and my granddaughter.
And I tell you what, those are the heartbreaking ones. They are. I wish I could say six would fix it. I'd love to have some common sense prevail in all sides. Appreciate the call.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Ebert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Good morning, gentlemen. Come on, people. Don't get your facts from campaign ads. Doctors lie, and especially lawyers, politicians, and some in the media lie. Read the measures. Full text is available. Measure one is less than a page, and it's in plain English. North Dakota Constitution is a good read as well. Try it. Have a good day.
It's a great suggestion. Appreciate the call. And by the way, less than a page, measure number one is a sentence. It literally is one sentence. And I can read it to you. It says, this constitutional measure would create and enact a new section to Article 1 of the North Dakota Constitution stating, quote, the inalienable right to life of every human being at any stage of development must be recognized and protected. Simple as that. And by the way, all that is a statement that is already in the Constitution further clarified on the right to life. It has no impact on IVF treatment. The North Dakota legislature determines regulations on IVF treatment. It's not affected by this. Has nothing to do with it. All of the scare tactics you're hearing, somebody's texting me that somebody else is evidently today out promoting the idea that Measure 1 would prevent organ transplants. Folks, these are just flat-out lies. Here's what's going on. There's a lot of people that don't believe in a right to life. There's a lot of people that believe that abortion should be able to happen, you know, whenever. Okay? And so rather than say that, which is not a popular position in North Dakota, they invent things like the IVF deal or end-of-life decisions. This isn't self-enacting. It's a statement in the Constitution clarifying what's already in the Constitution. So every horrible thing they said could happen would have already happened because the right to life is there. Don't believe the lies. Do the research. I, for one, look at the pastoral community and the medical community, an overwhelming number saying they're in favor of this. That's enough for me. But I just look at the actual sentence and say, well, who could be against that? For crying out loud, it's really crazy. Al, on the road by Devil's Lake, listening to 550K Fire, what's on your mind, Al?
Wondering why there hasn't been any talk about the fact that North Dakota is well on its way to 2 million barrels of oil a day and how much money that would give the major supporters of Measure 5.
You know, a very good point on your part, Bob, because we're talking about today's dollars, right? And this is a 25-year measure. This takes 5% of the oil extraction tax for 25 years and skims it off the top, in my view, robbing it from taxpayers. What's it going to be in 10 years, 15 years? Yeah. The answer is we don't know, but more than it is today.
Yeah, and you double what they're getting now. They say 150, whatever, $3 million a week. Would be $6 million a week. How much is enough?
Yeah, at today's rate, we're talking $4.8 billion over those 25 years,
right,
which means less schools and hospitals and highway and law enforcement officers. And I also believe a very scary scenario where tax dollars are used to buy private land.
Right.
That's flat out scary. Al, have you ever called this program before?
No.
So first-time caller. So, Al, because of that fact, and because you raise a very good scenario that really nobody through this whole Measure 5 debate has raised, you are a lucky winner of the Cloverdale Bacon 4-Pack today. How about that as caller of the hour?
Thank you much. I got another question. Is there anything in Measure 5 that states the money has to be spent in North Dakota?
75% of the money has to be spent, and so that number one is scary in of itself, regardless of whether it's worthy projects or not. And my understanding also is that that money could be spent on all kinds of things that aren't specific to North Dakota projects. For one, in my view, this is an empire building for Ducks Unlimited and Pheasants Forever, and you should know a lot of local folks, a lot of local members and local representatives of those groups are against that. We've been trying to connect with the fellow from McKenzie County that represents Pheasants Forever up there, wrote a great letter to the editor in the McKenzie County Farmer. Pheasants Forever local leader saying, I am against Measure 5. So this is the national folks trying to feather their nest is what's going on.
Well, yeah, I'm just wondering if the money has to be spent here. I mean, if it gets to go out of state, I mean, come on, people.
Al, appreciate your call, and hang on a moment so we can get your information. We need your address so we can send that off to you. Thank you for listening. And our lucky bacon winner. Bob and Minot, what's on your mind?
Well, Major 5 also, and Scott, I wanted to call in the other day when you had the ag groups in, because I have a question for them, too, and I'm against Major 5 big time, but, you know, some of the ads that are out there are actually lies. I mean, I don't think we have a surplus of money in North Dakota, because everybody I talked to, and the day that you had them on, I was out in Ross, out in oil country, and there's a definite need for every township in every one of these counties, and it doesn't have to be oil impact. I think Valley City could use some money for for flood control in Fargo. So there's a need. I don't think there's any surplus of money in the state of North Dakota right now.
Very good point, Bob. Very good point. I'm going to squeeze in one more. Sharon and Hazelton, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to say I'm a California transplant. I've lived in North Dakota now 17 years. And this concept of Measure 5 is exactly how everything in California started. And look at where California is at today. It was the third largest economy in the world, and it's bankrupt. Measure 5 is not a good thing for the state.
Very good point, by the way, which is why I have a yes in my circle on Measure 4, right? Because Measure 4 prevents future Measure 5s. It says you cannot, what it is a narrow change to the initiated measure rule that says you can't, you know, in the case of these folks, go and hire a bunch of people last time around illegally, NDSU students, if you remember, this time around some shenanigans as well, and then put something on the ballot that would mandate in the Constitution spending. So four fixes future fives. Yes on four, no on five. And a good point in the comparison to California. Appreciate the call. A lot of wisdom out there. Folks, thanks for listening. Hope you have a great Halloween. God bless you one and all. Monday, our final program, pre-election day. Can't wait to chat with you on what's on your mind. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend. God bless you. Bye-bye. Don't forget the grand opening of the North Dakota Heritage Center and State Museum, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday here in Bismarck. Check it out.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiant, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect. We can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.